to be healed from a disease worse than AIDS. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast number 316, titled How to Be Healed from a Disease Worse than AIDS. I am here to remind you of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome, is caused by a virus. It is a deadly disease mostly found in the male homosexual community. When this disease enters the bloodstream, it invades a body cell and reproduces until the cell bursts. Back in the bloodstream, the virus swarms to other cells and continues to multiply. AIDS destroys the body's ability to fight off ordinary infections. The result is death, possibly from something as common as the flu. Death may take only months or years, but there is no cure. AIDS will kill once it gets in the bloodstream. If a person gets AIDS, death is sure. However, there is something at work in your body right now that is deadlier than AIDS. The Bible calls it sin. S-I-N. And it is in your blood. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Sin came into the world by the first man, Adam, and has been passed down to you and to me. Romans 5:12 says, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Listen to God's warning against the evil of sin, the sickness of sin. In Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 4, in the Word of God, the Holy Bible, the verse says, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. In Romans 6:23 in the Holy Bible, the verse says, for the wages of sin is death. Psalm 9:17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. Revelation 20:14 says, and death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. AIDS can kill your body, dear friend. but sin will damn your soul to hell. There is no cure for AIDS, but there is a cure for the disease called sin. According to the Holy Bible, blood is required to pay for sin. The Bible says in Leviticus chapter 17, verse 11, "It is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul." Hebrews 9:22 says, "Without shedding of blood is no remission." That is, no remission of sins. Our blood is polluted by sin, so it could not be shed to take away our sin. However, the holy blood of Jesus Christ, God's holy Son, can take away all of our sins because he is sinless and his blood is pure. The Bible says in 1 John 3:5, "He was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin." Romans 5:8-9 says, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Ephesians 1:7 says in the Holy Bible, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins." 1 John 1:7 says, "The blood of Jesus Christ, his Son, cleanseth us from all sin." Jesus shed his blood for your sins and mine, and rose again from the dead on the third day for your salvation and my salvation. 1 Corinthians 15:3-4 states, "Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." Romans 4:25 says, "Jesus was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification." John the Baptist said, "Behold the Lamb of God who has taken away the sin of the world." This is what the Bible says you must do to be saved from the hell that awaits you. First, dear friend, you must repent of your sin. Acknowledge that you are a sinner. And admit that to God. Acts 3:19 says, "Repent ye therefore and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out." Admit that you are a sinner and that you need to repent and turn from your evil ways. Secondly, you must believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins. In the Holy Bible, Acts 16:31, the Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." Thirdly, you must receive Jesus Christ as your Savior by faith. John 1:12 says, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Finally, you must call on him in prayer. Romans 10:9-10 states that, "If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." Salvation is once and forever. You only need to be saved once. Because after you receive him, God has said in Hebrews 13:5, "I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Salvation is forever. Jesus himself stated in John 10:28, "And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Hopefully, dear friend, you will never get AIDS. Hopefully, you will never do what people do to get AIDS. However, you will not escape death, no matter who you are. Someday you will die. Just today, the Attorney General was asked about his reputation. Was he concerned about his reputation? And he said, everybody dies. And he's right. Who cares about a reputation when you are going to die soon? Someday you will die. Someday I will die. Are you ready for eternity? Are you still in your sins? Or have they been washed in Jesus' precious blood? The Bible says in John 6:37, him that cometh to me, I will in no wise cast out. Come to Jesus now, dear friend. If you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart, believing that he suffered and bled and died on the cross for your sins, was buried and rose again, you can go to heaven when you die, when you leave this earth. If you want that, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Repeat after me, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I understand that I have sin in my life running through my very being. And I understand that I deserve hell because of my sins. Have mercy and grace upon my soul, a sinner. And for Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of all of my sins. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Change me from the inside out. Help me to repent of my sins and to turn from my evil ways as I receive you into my life, Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart, mind, soul, and spirit and save my soul and change my life. And Lord, help me to turn from my evil ways and to follow you in the new life until the very end. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. And for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Savior today after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know, or at dw3@gospellightsociety.com. Thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The track this podcast is based on is published by Fellowship Track League, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this track online at fellowshiptrackleague.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.